It's Tuesday, the 9th of December, 8 a.m, and it's still dark. No lights in the kitchen, and I can't see in, it's that dark. And there's a strong, bitter cold wind blowing. The skies are, as far as I can tell, are overcast. There's no sign of brightness anywhere. Oh, that's a nicey wind. Me with a haircut to back of my neck is taking a brunt of it. I need to get a shed. Not in my hair, in the garden. Oh, just a wee bit without having a balaclava on. What if I go over to here? Right, that's better. Shelter now, thank the Lord. Yes, not a very nice morning, and as I said, still pretty much dark at this time. But at least it's dry. And now, if there's not snow behind that, one of the local stores was selling off hanging basket planters with primulas in them, because they had left them unwatered and they were dying off. So they sold them cheap. My wife bought two and brought them along. So I thought, well, they'll be handy come the spring next year. So I'll hang them on the big laurel bush at the moment. So one is pretty much completely dead, apart from a green leaf. Another one has decided it's going to survive, and it's shoved out about four or five beautiful wee fried egg flowers, beautiful white petals and a yellow heart. It's like the phoenix. So it just goes to show there's life even when it doesn't seem to be life. So I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Actually, I'm feeling an awful lot better. The remnants of the cold are, I suppose I should be careful in what I say here, are dissipating day by day. I'm not near as throaty or as phlegmy this morning. Another great night's sleep last night. I'm just generally feeling pretty good, to be honest. Why do we say to be honest? What's that all about? I mean, I've just come out right and say I'm feeling much better this morning and I'm lying through my teeth. New section of fence, the west side fence, that is not the big long brand new strap fence. These two panels I put up, they're much taller than the ones that were in. They're a good foot higher and it's making a difference. I can stand and lean against this and have pretty much total shelter from the wind. I guess I won't get a shed now until the new year. I'll just wait, I don't mind. The birds are flying along the back of me on top of the fence. That's why I'm keeping so quiet. Who said? Good. Keep going. Keep quiet. About standing at this point is you can hear the road out front more clearly. So this morning, or today I should say, because I'm feeling much better, I've decided to go up and do a wee installation in the care home that I look after, electrically of course, in the town. They've purchased a 60-inch television, a plasma. And they want it mounted at the back of the stage so that the old folks can be entertained with all kinds of things. And I agreed to do that. And they then told me that someone had added in a surround sound system. And would I patch that in as well? So, what could I say? So a 2-hour job will probably turn into about 4 or 5. But hey, it's the old folks. And it was their Christmas dinner party yesterday. So I'll get told all the stories today. That'll be good though. The audience tell the best stories. It'd be great if you could tap into old people's heads while it's still what I should use here, you know. Well, not even if they were still compos mentis, as it were, because all those memories are still in there. But, so I'll restart that and say, wouldn't it be great if we could tap into all the people's heads and download, as it were, all those memories and save them somewhere, you know. How many gigabytes would that be? Has anyone got any figures on that? Just excuse the pun at the top of your head. Gigabytes would you need to download all the memories in an 80-year-old's head? But wouldn't it be great? I know it's just a totally stupid thing to say, but well, let's say it anyway. You think about all those thoughts and memories that basically die with the person, and no one gets to hear them. It's a shame, really, when you think about it. Someday, I'm sure someday, someone will come up with a system that will do that. In the meantime, I guess if we get the chance, we should listen to the old folk and ask them about their memories. And I know it's not easy. It's not easy for me to do it. I've got great patience, but you can't sit down and listen hour after hour to an individual and then do the same with another individual, because after all, someone can't relate their memories of what happened in their childhood and teenage year and everything within an hour or two, can they, really? I don't know why I got here. Does it matter?